And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is on his way to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska for our Let's Talk Hookup trip. Corey Sandin is co-hosting with me today, and boy, do we have a great show for you here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right next to a very busy San Diego Landing to Port Loma. We have Tom Green and Adrian Ojeda from Cedro Sport Fishing. We're going to talk about some serious sport fishing down at Cedro. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandero.com. It's unique.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and just one of those shows, Pete, where I'm stoked to be a part of it.
Yeah, well, I'm stoked you're here, Corey, yeah. And thank you guys for covering for me while I was up in Montana. Appreciate
how was
that.
It?
Everybody's fabulous.
Haven't even had the chance to ask.
Yeah, the water was super high up there. The rivers were blown out.
Flowing heavy.
Flowing, like, I think the Missouri is flowing at 14,000 CFS. That's a lot of water. That's a lot of water. But it was still fishable, but not as good as some of the side lakes that the Missouri goes through. So we spent pretty much most of our time in the different lakes that the Missouri runs through, that forms the Missouri. Huge trout. I mean, just massive trout.
Good fishing?
Phenomenal fishing.
Oh, wow.
I mean, phenomenal fishing.
Happy to hear.
It was just like one after another. And
rainbows, brown?
I got one brown the whole time.
Really?
Last fish of the trip on Friday afternoon with my buddy Chris. And the rest are all big, fat, giant, you know, 3 to 6 pound rainbows.
Wow.
Just fantastic. And, you know, just fighting hard. And all fly fishing, everything.
Soulful time.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. Yeah, can't wait to go back and pull on some more of those things.
Sounds like you're talking about Cedros.
Yeah, Cedros is pretty awesome. So thanks for covering for me. And we apologize for some issues we had yesterday. There was some gremlin in the line yesterday. And all is straightened out from what we've been told by JP and the staff over at Sports Grid. So we should be good to go today with phone calls and everything else. So,
welcome to live radio.
Yeah, live radio at its finest. Yeah, for sure. So good morning, Tom and Adrian.
Morning, guys.
Tom Green, G-R-E-E-N.
Morning,
yeah. No, there's no E on Green. Yeah. So tell us about Cedro, Adrian. I mean, you and Tom kind of created this Cedro sport fishing, and look what you've done down there.
Look what you created, right?
Unbelievable thing, right?
Yeah, I know. We started a long time ago. We started fishing from there, from the island. Tom always tell me a lot of how good it was when seeing all the schools of yellowtail and all that. So we make a test in 2006.
Yeah,
and that's.
And you guys were flying for the bluefin tuna pens from based on Cedros. And you're both pilots, and you spot for the bluefin pens as well as the SAC boats, too.
Yes.
So, and that's how you started down there, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And so what happened, Tom? I mean, how did you do this
thing? You know what? Every time Adrian and I would take off or land, we'd look down and see all the nice schools of big yellowtail. Every now and then you'd look over and see a nice school of sea bass. You'd see jumping tuna inside, you know, close into the island. I said, Adrian, we have got to start something here. This is untapped. And so we called up my brother-in-law, Jeff Rodriguez, who's an avid fisherman, really a good guy, and said, Jeff, get some guys together. We're going to bring you on a trip that you won't believe. And so he got five guys and himself. So six of them came down, and they all got hooked and went crazy for it.
How do you not? I mean, the yellowtail and the
calicos,
sea bass,
halibut.
Right? All the inshore fishing, like Pete just mentioned, but yet the yellowtail and the tuna.
It's crazy. It was an insane adventure, and Adrian really got behind it, and the people on the island got behind it. It was really, really something to see. It's been a godsend for the people on the island.
And so, I remember in 2007 you invited Rick and I down there, and we stayed in a little hotel in town, and the thing I remember most were the people of the island.
Yeah.
They are so amazing and so welcoming.
Oh yeah,
and,
no, great.
It was really cool.
You mentioned that, Pete, and I think when you get like outside of Tijuana, below Ensenada, kind of, the people are so welcoming and they're so grateful, and the people on that island represent what I've experienced all through Baja. Kind of, you know, San Quintino below, kind of. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
100% correct, Corey, 100%.
And to have the American dollars come their way, how are you not thankful, right?
Well, I thought, oh, here's a couple of gringos coming down to invade their beautiful, peaceful place, and it wasn't like that at all.
No, and that was, you know, that's hats off to Adrian for that, because he's always had the locals involved, everything. Matter of fact, the people that started helping us then are the same people, 90% of the same people that's working for Adrian and the Cedar Sport Fishing today. It's really, really nice to see.
It's a family, you know.
Yeah.
Where they work with me, and they've been together since the beginning.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So how was it? Was pretty accepted then when you said I'm going to start this operation, and the people said okay.
Yeah, I mean it was not used to see U.S. people over there in the island, so it was kind of like a weird thing.
Yeah, what
them,
are you doing?
You know?
Yeah.
Yes. So they started at the beginning kind of weird, but so I start getting every year, and everybody start getting like more used to it.
Yeah.
And excited and about that, because, you know, Mexico, the people are very friendly and, you know,
sure.
I never, ever got any issues about that. In fact, you know, they appreciate, you know, that starting that island being, you know, nobody, you know, U.S. people going in the island. No?
Yeah.
So it was a good thing at the end.
And you guys started using local commercial fishermen for pongas, right?
Oh, yeah. No, you know that. You, yeah. When you and Rick first came down, you guys were fishing out of a lobster skiff.
Yeah.
And then I had to listen to Rick and Pete cry about their thumbs being bloody.
Yeah.
Oh, so many calico. They cried and cried and cried about that.
Unbelievable. Yeah. It's
poor
like,
Pete.
But our eyes were about, you know, 14 feet wide just going, whoa, this place has got potential, man.
Yeah.
And look at it now. Yeah. So when did it come around that you said, okay, you guys, we're going to do something here. We're going to build a lodge. When did that all start?
Well, 2006, there was a test in Bayou in 2007.
Yeah.
So we got the property in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So and we was at the beginning we was using the co-op hotel to, you know, when the people go with us, but it was group six guys at the beginning.
Yeah,
six only.
Yeah. Yes,
and
the way we was doing it, it was we come here to U.S., pick it up in a van, driving to Ensenada, and then get the flight from Ensenada to the island.
Yeah, I have to say, thank goodness. That's not part of the program any longer. Yeah,
that's one of the major changes, and it's been so nice and easy for the passengers and for the guests.
I must say this, Corey, it was kind of fun driving down Ensenada and having breakfast to start.
Yeah.
Going to those cool places, but then sitting around waiting wasn't a lot of fun.
Coming back was the worst.
The worst,
yes.
Because then you had to cross the border.
Yeah,
But so now, how does it work? I mean, you actually just ride in through CBX, right?
Exactly. So we get, the people go CBX, cross the, and what we use is, as soon as you cross, we always have people taking care of our customers, and they take all the lodges to the area where their airplane is. So it's just everything is
seamless.
Yes.
So Rosie sees you off at
CBX,
and then there's a representative waiting. And there's no way to get lost. If you've never been through CBX, it is the absolute easiest thing on this planet. There's no way to divert. Nope. There's no way to go a wrong direction.
If I live close to San Diego and I'm flying to Cabo, I would never fly out of anywhere but Tijuana. That CBX makes it so easy.
Yeah.
And that's another one of the great things about Cedar Sport Fishing is when you cross the CBX, then you get in a van. Once you get through all the customs, then you get on a van, and they take you down to the smaller airlines. You're not flying out of there. You don't have to walk.
You don't have to go on the big terminal.
No, they load you in the van and drive you down. And all your luggage is already there. All your gear is there. It's very, very
pretty
nice
sweet.
The way they've got it set up now.
And everything you just described is on the airport property. So
yes,
you're never a part of Tijuana.
No,
never. At the airport property.
That's it.
Yeah, in Mexico side, Michelle is the one taker. You know, so no. So everybody, they're taking care, you know, exactly. They don't get lost or something.
Right. And it's your own charter. You guys charter the whole plane, so it's not like you have to wait for anybody else.
And coming back, the same thing, you know. As soon as the airplane got there, they put in all the lodges in the van, and then you have the bus coming for you and take you to the
lodge.
You know, you don't have to sit at the airport or anything like that. You sit and watch the beautiful ocean and hang out and drink your coffee or your cerveza or whatever you want to do until they say, okay, let's go. And 10 minutes later, you're at the airport, jump on the plane, and you're gone.
That's it.
It's called Easy Button, right?
Such a crazy small airstrip there, too, on Cedros.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're landing and you're looking at the boiler rocks and fish swimming around. Literally, you can see the Garibaldi as you're landing. You know,
pretty crazy.
It's super cool.
Yeah,
actually.
It's really cool.
You know, I got a little story. People will laugh when I say I have a story.
I love.
I don't know
stories.
How much time we have.
Yeah,
but I was
2 hours.
Oh, so. just enough time.
That'd okay, perfect time. Yeah.
No, but I was taking off one day, getting ready to go to work, and we had our pongas out up there fishing, and you know, there's a little. Shallow kelp bed off the airport, maybe about a mile off. I'm taking off and I look and our pongas are out there and there's fish jumping all around them. I mean, 100 yards around them, fish jumping. I can't determine what it is. I'm looking and this was before we ever had any radios or anything in the pongas. I come back and I'm asking the guys, what was all that fish jumping around you? They said, oh, those were calicos.
Wow.
And I'm telling you what, it was just fish jumping steady for 100 yards all around
Tom,
the pond.
Tom, you're talking my language.
He's like foaming in the mouth right now. Yeah, waiting for that. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So, funny, you said getting ready to go to work. Usually you say I'm going fishing.
Well, it's the same thing.
Yeah. So I got to fly with Tom before he retired.
One of a few.
Yeah. It was an unbelievable, unforgettable experience, and we saw so much fish around. But he goes, let's go fishing. I go, what do you mean? We're going on your plane. He goes, that's how I fish. He goes fishing in his plane.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah,
for sure.
Tom, I can't believe over 50 years in the plane.
48 years in the plane and 4 years before that.
Okay.
52 years on the water.
52
wow.
years.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
incredible.
I loved every one of them.
You must have seen some amazing stuff.
Oh, no, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And so you've worked in conjunction with Adrian? How does that? And how many years for you in the plane?
20 years.
20 years in the plane.
2010, yeah.
I was fishing in Mexico, and I had another fellow. We'd rented his airplane to fish for the tuna boats.
Okay.
And so the guy, Father's Day is off. And so Adrian came down and filled in for him for a week. And he flew with me for a week, and he says, Tom, I would like to do this.
That's
and
cool.
That's he and I have been together since then.
21 years ago.
21. Wow. How old were you?
32.
Then?
Then.
Back then, yeah.
You look 32 now.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute. He's 30 now. He must have been like 15 when he started.
And so that happened on Father's Day.
That was
today.
On Father's Day.
No way.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
All the fathers.
Oh, and I want to get one other thing. I don't know how big a reach, Pete and Corey, you guys think you have, but it's bigger than you think. I meet people in Prescott. I've got good friends of ours in Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, Tom, give us a shout out. So Bill, Susie, I want to say hello. And in Prescott, it's Will and Becky. They tell me, they say, oh, that's one of our favorite shows.
These are
people I've met up there, and it's you guys have a great reach.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a Let's Talk app, and
thanks
to Adam for all he does on that.
We always say it's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, but it reaches much further. The latest of what's going on here.
For sure.
You're in Prescott. I'd want to know what's. I couldn't imagine being in Prescott and missing the salt.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So you live in Prescott now.
I live in Prescott now.
There's no fish there.
I got to tell you. I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't miss flying. I've turned it over to great hands. Adrian is doing a super, super job. But, yeah, I miss it, but it's nice to be there, too.
Yeah.
It's very nice to be up there.
For sure.
A lot of wildlife. It's just a beautiful place to be.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. It is. It's nice.
Yeah.
Do a lot of kayaking and that.
Beautiful as you make it sound, I'd still miss the ocean 100%.
No. I'm with you. Please. I understand.
Yeah. So, and we can't hesitate to mention your partner, Patrick, in Central Sport Fishing, too. Patrick and you works together so well.
Yes.
And you guys keep that thing rolling. Sometimes it's very challenging, right?
It is. It's always a challenge. Always something.
It's a business, right?
We try to do the best.
But then you added the second lodge because it was such huge demand for a quality operation at Cedros. Tell us about the second lodge.
Because one of the guys started doing that, but no more.
Yeah.
So and we have a lot of people that want to go in the same dates and don't have a where to go. So I rent another lodge just for, get more people that to make.
So you can take another full plane load, which is 12 people, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're doing that.
And it's all based on the plane load, right?
Uh-huh. This is the second year we're doing that.
Okay, so speaking of the plane, it's a Cessna Caravan, right?
Yes.
That they fly. Tell us, is it safe to fly those planes?
Well, yes. That's one of the best airplanes what we're using it.
Yeah.
It's one of the very good airplanes.
Considered one of the safest planes in the sky,
100%.
Right?
And no problems. It's a real workhorse. You go up to Alaska, three-quarters of all your bush planes now are caravans.
Really?
No, they're...
Because the beavers, the Havilland beavers are not made anymore. Yeah,
And they just got a brand-new airplane, too, already.
Oh, really?
The airline.
The airline?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're growing,
so you guys work very closely with the airline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm sure you helped them buy that those two planes, right?
Yep.
A lot.
That's right.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Corey is like in a full lather here about his trip in July. Yeah. And it's full, unfortunately, but, you know, there's always a chance to get on the standby list. We have a, you know, and there's a lots of other opportunities to go down to Cedro Sport Fishing.
Yeah, there's some open slots.
Yeah, so check the website, CedroSportFishing.com. Yeah. If we put you into a full lather about going to Cedros, check the website, CedroSportFishing.com. You can just book right online.
It's a beautiful place to be, Pete, and I look forward to the next 2 hours talking about it, being here with Tom and Adrian. And if you want to join us, a couple ways to do it. I was going to say there's one way to do it, but there's two. There's one way to call us, and that's 213-432-1090. Be a part of the show. Ask Tom. All the 48 years worth of experience flying and 20 years for Adrian. I mean, it's kind of amazing, right?
Very cool.
To think about it. And if you want to text the show, that's only done via the app. And at the end of the show, we're going to give away, unbelievable, Pete, I can't believe when you do this, a $300 gift certificate to Costa Del Mar.
How about that? Huh?
Right? So that's going to go to one lucky texter or caller. We're going to have Adrian flip the coin right here at the end of the show. And it's going to go to a caller or texter, a $300 certificate. So they, you know, $150 to $300, $280. I mean, their best classes are like that $280, $250 mark, right? So then you could get a shirt, hats, or whatever you want to go with it. It's $300 to spend the way you want for Costa Del Mar. Hey, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number. Text us via the app. We're going to be right back. Tom's doing it, man. We're going to be right back with Cedro Sport Fishing when we return on Let's Talk Your Kebab at Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedroSportFishing.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, talking the stories
you know, just Cedros.
Yeah.
I love that.
Texas
place.
Are flowing in.
Right? Yeah. I know. And if you want to do so, you can do that through the app. Super easy download. It's free. There's no junk, nothing that comes with it. Just nothing but good times.
Good stuff. Yeah, I was listening from Montana when you guys were on the show yesterday.
All through the app.
Yeah, all through the app. And then, of course, at the end of the show, Adrian or Tom are going to flip the coin and see who wins that $300 Costa gift certificate. Phones are open, but there's one line open. You can talk to JP. He'll get you set up, ready to go. 213-432-1090. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about James? James calling from Oceanside. Good morning, James.
Hey, guys.
Well, hi, James.
Thank you there. Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to give a big shout-out to the guys up there or down there in Cedros and tell them how much I love Lodge 2. Lodge 2 and Lodge 1 are just equally fantastic. They both have the similar amenities, and the fishing is equally fantastic from both places. And God bless them. Thank you so much for providing this place for us gringos. Thank you.
Yeah, that's cool.
Glad you love it.
Yeah. Nice. That's cool. When's your next trip?
Oh, as soon as possible.
As soon as possible. There you go. And there's actually some spots available.
Yeah, there's spots available. Just give Rosie a call.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, spots in prime time, July, August, September, October.
Open space. So,
So that's the advantage of having the second lodge. Before, you were solid booked.
Exactly.
And now you have actually can get an opportunity to go down there.
Yeah, I love the idea.
Yeah. So Cedros is, I want to address this. Cedros is like the cream of the crop down there. And it's a couple bucks more to go to Cedros Sport Fishing versus some of the other lodges. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Why?
There's another operation or two.
Yeah.
And what are the differences?
But I want you to point out why. I'm not going to say why you're more expensive. I'm just trying to have you point out why you're the best of
the bunch. I can name one right now.
Okay.
I do not want to fly out of Ensenada, period.
Yeah.
Right? The border weight coming back. Right. The border weights right now, trust me, I cross the border several times a month. The border weights right now are the worst I have seen them in the last 6 years. I don't know why, but they're to come across at San Ysidro what would take an hour and a half before could take you 4 hours at this point.
Right. Yeah. No, that's one of the big ones, Corey. But there's several other reasons.
Yeah.
First off is the crew that Adrian has put together down there are exceptional. They take care of the people so well. The food is tremendous.
Those beautiful steaks that you serve?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my gosh.
And then one of the biggest differences is their fillets. They prepare all their fish in commercial vacuum packing station with single servings. So when you go home, your fish is all prepared for the freezer. If it's not already frozen, it'll be frozen if you want it. Or
it's like going to Fisherman's Processing.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have an area, the special place.
A special place. You built it.
Yes. With AC, you know. And then we have four guys that, you know, fillet and everything and other guys packing. So, and we don't charge extra for that.
Yeah.
That's all part of the experience.
Part of the experience.
And the other thing, too, that I might add is that you say the crew and everybody is so great. You don't lift a finger down there if you don't want to. If you just want to kick back and go, grab my gear for me, please. You know, take me to the Ponga. You know, will you rig my gear for me? You want to do that? I mean, they'll do everything for you.
As soon as you get there, they start.
It's your vacation, right?
They start getting all the stuff, and you just enjoy it.
And then I might add, too, is the accommodations. The rooms are super comfortable, air-conditioned, everything about it.
Cold water,
spacious.
Everything.
Yeah, everything. And the Ponga, this is the other big thing, too. Mm-hmm. You have somehow, Adrian and Tom, you wrangled up the best fishermen on Cedros.
Yeah, and when we started, it was nobody. I mean, sport fishing, it was so. We started together with the same crew we have since the beginning, too.
Yeah.
And they started getting better and better all the time. So now we're one of the best captains we have.
The
so.
Best Pongas, the best captains.
Yeah, we provided at the beginning console Pangas because it was just like you went there, work pangas, no?
Yes.
So now we provide that, and then from there I start getting, you know, better and better. And
I mean,
now,
it all started, bottom yes. line, it all started yes. with Adrian and with Tom.
Yeah, we brought the first center consoles down because everybody yes. was having to crawl over the seats because it was all working pangas mm-hmm. before. So Adrian and I brought the first center console pangas to Cedars.
Yes.
It is such a beautiful place if you've never been. That being on the island is one of the most magical. I can speak. I mean, I've been there 5 times. It is one of the most magical places.
It truly is.
To, that's so close to home. I mean,
so easy.
You can wake up at 5 in the morning at home here, Southern California, and be fishing by 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Like that close and that easy, yet that magical and that good of calico and the halibut fishing, too. I was going to mention the yellowtail, but the halibut fishing is crazy.
Off the charts. Huge, huge fish. You've been posting on your Facebook and Instagram accounts pictures of huge halibut.
Yes.
Here's another thing. This is a text from Rory in Lakeside. Good morning, gentlemen. I know there are a lot of same target species down there, Cedros, like calicos, yellowtail, halibut. But are there any exotics that we might necessarily see here in Southern California? That's a good question, because something happened this week, right, Adrian?
Oh, that, yep.
Yeah. What happened?
We got bluefin.
Bluefin.
In front of the island, in front of the lodge.
Right in front of the lodge, like, where right you could there. See them catching uh-huh. them right in front of the lodge.
Yeah, they was going up, and then it was a school there. It was around 30 pounders.
Wow.
How crazy.
Yeah. They ran out there and caught a bunch of bluefin.
Yes, yes. A lot.
I want you guys to think about that. There's bluefin fishing like crazy 300 miles away. So do you know what kind of areas of bluefin there is now? Do you realize
volume?
Yes, the volume of fish there is now. It is beautiful.
Yeah. So you're the pilot. You both the pilot. You saw a lot of bluefin this year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. More than last year?
More than last year. Every year we see more and more.
More and more.
Because the good thing, they have a quota, so
they're breeding.
You can see how it's growing year by year,
year.
And more and more.
So why is it that the season's been off to kind of a slow start, on and off, on and off, on and off? But what's that all about?
It's called fishing.
It's fishing. everything is late this year, yeah. right?
That's why the commercial fisherman doesn't have to make them bite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you fish,
you guys figure out
yeah.
how to make them bite. We
yeah.
don't have to.
Yeah. yeah.
You mentioned that, Tom, about commercial fishing, but the connection with Cedros is there is no nets allowed within how many miles of the island? 3 miles, I think, or
more than that right now.
Five?
A lot more.
Yeah. Kilometers. How many kilometers?
No, but it's right now.
It's a biosphere, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, a biosphere that we're allowed to fish.
Yes.
Maybe 60 miles.
60 yeah. miles.
That far.
Yeah. yeah. That's really? Why these huge schools of yellowtail and nobody messes with the calicos.
Right.
And why yeah. the bluefin around the island won't be touched by purseiner or...
But no more. I mean, they cannot go...
It's just waiting for us Americans to come down to save our sport fishing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love the idea.
Yeah,
and
I like
you know,
it.
Certain times of the year, they get their Dorado and... They get the yellowfin that comes in there, too.
Yeah, like
they
yeah.
get, normally, they get more yellowfin than they do bluefin. This is quite a unique yeah. experience with the bluefin.
Two different times I've been down out of the five. I've seen the Dorado on the south end, on the leeward end of the south end. The Dorado were pushing the flying fish. There were schools of flying fish that were huge.
Yeah.
And the Dorado would go through, and the flying fish, just thousands of them, seriously, would just go flying out of the water in the Dorado chase. It was the most picturesque, like, crazy stuff.
It's a fisherman's paradise.
Oh, bring yeah. it on. I'm yeah. ready.
You know sure. what I like to call it? It's just like fishing in Alaska. It costs maybe a third or less, and the weather's nice.
Yeah.
yeah. You're not going
to
be in the rain.
You don't have to bundle up. You're not
yeah,
going to
exactly.
rain. You don't have to. You can wear shorts and a T-shirt and go fishing.
And,
exactly.
And if the wind is up or the weather's up, You have 20 yeah. some miles of a lee of an island,
yeah.
to, and some of the biggest yellows that I've experienced are on the lee.
Yeah.
On the lee, yeah.
Like 40
pounders.
40 plus.
That eat plastic.
Well, those, some were on hard bait, but Chris Minnick is
yeah.
caught them on plastics. And
yeah.
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love it, man.
Yeah. Scott Sherman's on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. I heard Adrian on the show, and I had to call and say hi. I mean, I remember when they were getting started, and we would have booths across the aisle from each other at the Fred Hall, and that's how I got hooked on sport fishing, as they started talking about it, and I got hooked on Cedros from that day forward, and it's been a great time and a lot of really, really good trips, and being Father's Day today, most of my memories are with Dad fishing down there, so amazing place, amazing operation. You guys were talking about why to choose Adrian and Tom, and look, the other people on the island just wanted to emulate what they were doing. So, I mean, might as well go with the originals and the best.
Yep. That's nice, cool. Nice.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
When are you going back, Scott?
Oh, we got to get down there. It's been quite a while. I mean, first time I went down there was when they were just getting started, and it was just the most amazing fishery I've ever been to. You take your best day yellowtail fishing locally and your best day calico fishing locally, combine it and multiply it by 10, and that's about what you get when you go down to Cedros. It's an amazing place.
Nice.
Book a trip. Get on down there. Nice to hear from you, Scott.
Nice. Love to see you down there.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You had a good text there, right?
You know, I've had a few, definitely.
Yeah, a lot of good ones.
Some good ones for sure. Let me track it down. I'm sorry, Pete.
Yeah, that's okay.
Man, just such a magical place. And here's a question that this gentleman had coming from the eye in the sky, right? From the pilot's view. Tuna ID from the air. How do the spotters distinguish different yellowtail and tuna species from a plane? And do you look for color, behavior, or swimming speed? And are you able to ID different bait species from the air? Well, that one we know, right, Tom?
Yeah, we do.
At least I do. If so, please tell us more. And this comes from Norman in San Diego.
I would say all of the above. I mean, the way they move, their actions, their colors. Yellowfin will shine a little different than the bluefin. And yellowtail are just shaped such complete different. And, you know, it's after years of experience to the trained eye, it's not that hard to tell, but when you first start off, it's really tough. Yeah, it can be done. Everything is different. Yellowtail swim in a donut usually.
Really?
Oh yeah, and then Bonita, the whole school shines at the same time. I mean, there's just a lot of different ways you can tell.
So the yellowtail swim, they'll swim in a circular school, but yet in a circle.
Right.
Really?
In a donut, yeah. And the really easy one is if you fly nighttime. Then you can tell every species. Every species.
With fire?
With fire.
Okay.
Because every species has a different reaction.
And
swims differently?
Right.
Huh.
Skipjack, yellowfin.
So how do you tell a school of yellowfin from a school of skipjack at night?
Okay, at nighttime, yellowfin, you'll see a school, but then it'll kind of go black and you'll just see a popper every now and then. That's going to be yellowfin. Yellowtail is there again. They're kind of swimming in a donut. Skipjack is just a completely wild, crazy animal. Bonita, when at nighttime, Bonita, you hit them with a spotlight, it looks like the 4th of July goes off. The whole school explodes.
No kidding.
Yeah, bluefin, it'll be a nice little tight school with every now and then you'll see a fish break away from the school and then come right back.
Wow.
That's bluefin. Anchovies, they're easy as pie to tell. Corey knows that.
It's just a big glowing ball. Man.
Or a stringer. I've seen a stringer of anchovies 5 miles long.
Whoa.
100 yards wide. I took the boats on top of it, and it was marking 20 fathoms of fish.
Wow.
Okay, that's when we were fishing anchovies.
Yeah.
Here's another crazy one. So when I flew with Tom, it was like he'd see a school of bluefin. He goes, oh, that's 100 pounders, about 40 tons. How the heck you know that, man?
48 years.
Yeah.
No, incredible. It's just, man, but the thing is, when I worked with the San Pedro fishing fleet, you know, you'd see a nice school, you figure it's 20 ton, you set on it, and you catch 12 tons.
Yeah.
Well, I'd make 25 of those sets a day. So after them telling me exactly how much we caught,
you quickly learn.
And so we could get within 3-4 tons normally of a school of fish. Yeah.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That's so cool.
Well, let's jump back in the phones. They want to talk to these guys.
Right? I love hearing about it all. Daniel
from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Daniel.
I have a question for your guest there. For a solo angler, how would I go about going and taking a trip to the island, because I don't think I'd be able to get 12 guys to go with me.
They can call us, no?
Yeah.
You can call Rosie and, you know, so.
Yeah, we've got open slots. And
you can go by yourself.
Oh, yeah, you can go by yourself. No, there's no problem.
Happens
there.
Just all the time, right?
All the time. Yes, and yes. Just give Rosie a call, and she'll try to set something up for your schedule. It'll be fantastic.
Yep. Yeah. So if you're just a single, you want to join a group, it doesn't have to be necessarily Let's Talk Hookup Group, because a lot of the people that go on Let's Talk Hookup Groups go as a single, but it doesn't have to be the Let's Talk Hookup Group. You can get any of the trips down there.
Yes. I'm going as a single.
Yeah, you're going as a single.
I'm going as a single. I have no idea who I'm rooming with or fishing with.
I just know Rosie will team you up with somebody.
Wait till you see the new places that Adrian and Patrick and, have put together down there. It's going to be really some nice stuff just right above the first lodge.
Yeah.
It's really cool what they've done.
Really?
They're getting them ready, and it's
done a little more development and stuff down there, huh?
Yeah.
You're always doing something great. Yeah, for sure. That's cool. Well, thanks a lot for the call. If you want to join us, one line open right now, 213-432-1090. I have another great text here, which is a good question from John in Oceanside. And he says, hey, guys, great show. Could you talk about what determines the fishing season timeline every year? Is it set schedule, or does it vary based on weather conditions? So basically what he wants to know is, you know, when are we going to have good calico fishing? When are we going to have sea bass, yellowtail, halibut, that type of thing?
Earlier part of the year, it's pretty windy. And that's usually they start in June, because that's when the wind really starts laying down. And the fishing's good year-round. If you want to go down there and fight it out, you could.
Yeah.
But
you'd only do strips starting in June because the wind comes down.
Normally the weather that – and you want – you know, you want everybody to have a great time.
Right.
You know, you don't want them sitting at the...
Like, I remember we went in April, and there was quite a bit of wind.
Right.
But we got a day that it calmed down.
Right.
But you don't want to just have a day and go all the way down there,
right?
So from June to October, November, still good fishing.
Good. And so is there better... Corey?
I've been down in October several times, and the weather's beautiful. The nights are cool. No air conditioning needed. Yeah. And the day still gets to 80 degrees, and it's beautiful.
The yellowtail are bigger.
And
are they really? Yeah.
It's just a great time of the year. And a lot of times the weather will be laid down nice enough. Maybe you can go to Chester's or to Bonito's.
How's the calico fishing in October?
Oh, man, bring it on.
That's good, huh? And that's the thing is you can get to spots on the island in, you know, September, October that you can't get to in other times of the year.
I mean, the possibility's there, right?
Yeah.
So it's just with that westerly wind laying down, because the prevailing westerly wind, it comes up. And but fishing at the south end and around the St. Augustine, you're coming home, you're going downwind. So it's easy, right? I mean, it's just, it makes for an easy run.
So the answer to when's the best time to go to Cedros? Yes.
Right.
When they're open.
Because there isn't a bad time. I mean, look, this week they just had bluefin right outside the harbor.
Yeah. Cedros sport fishing. Yeah.
So
big yellowtail. I mean, yellowtail fishing is pretty consistent, right, through the whole season. Calico bass fishing, it's always there. It's kind of a weather thing. If you hit a good window of weather, you're good.
And Pete, if you hit a day or two where the weather is up, big deal. You're fishing halibut and calicos and yellows on the lee of the island.
On the lee of the island.
Yes.
And the biggest yellows are on the lee of the island.
I mean, I've seen monsters.
Yeah.
Like, unstoppable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and you see them. You can talk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You see them before you hook them.
Big ones.
It's like, look at that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. All this cool Cedros talk. And again, if you want to join us, one open line, 213-432-1090. It's yours right now. We're going to be right back. More Cedros Sport Fishing when we return on the Talk About the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation Destination Home Evaluation now online from Yusuf by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yusuf is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yusuf's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and I'll see you at Toonerville Market and Grocery.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and we're talking Cedros. It's Trinks, right?
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Are you kidding me?
That's all I'm
Trinks?
Talking about.
Yeah, so when you go down there, what are you taking?
I've got a handful of setups, and they're all going to be Trinks 300
and 400. 300 and 400. You don't take a 500.
I've got it.
The surface iron, no?
I put on my big boy pants last year and bought a 500.
Okay.
But, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Why not?
Bring you can throw the surface iron with a 400, too.
Yeah, with a 400 for sure.
Yeah.
With 65-pound Power Pro and an 80-pound leader, that's the thing. The floral leader. Leaders are minimal 16-80 pound.
Yeah,
Pete, nothing beats the Trinks.
The Trinks. I mean, you didn't mention one of your favorites is the Trinks 200. That's a little small for Cedros. Locally here, but
for
that,
sure,
you don't want you like you say. You got to put your big boy pants on and catch some big fish down there with Shimano Trinks 500, 400, and 300. Get them, fill them up with Power Pro, and get them at your local Shimano dealer.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Talstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Talstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Talstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort. Much more than just a place to park your boat.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and man, talking Cedros stories and all the good times. And hey, we're giving away a $300 gift certificate to Costa Del Mar. It's yours to do with what you want. You can choose two pair of glasses, the highest
a backpack,
right?
A bunch of shirts,
so much cool stuff.
So much cool stuff at Costa. CostaSunglasses.com.
$300 certificate going to one lucky caller or one lucky texter today. And if you want to be a part of the show, 213-432-1090 right now, or you can text us via the app. And,
there you go.
Man, talking Cedros.
Jump on it.
How does it get any better?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Hey, quick text here before we start with the catch report from Eric in Fallbrook. You know Eric Sheets. You know that guy?
Yeah. The man.
Yeah, who's going to be on the show here very soon. So he says their one spot just opened up on the three-generation August 7-11 trip to Cedros. If somebody wants to fish with the three sheets, come on down. There's three generations of sheets. Cal, Eric, and his son.
Sounds like sounds like a trip that's three sheets to the wind.
Yeah. So that would be one spot, because that's a popular time too. Eric, so it's August 7th through 11th. Just go on the website, CedrosSportFishing.com, and grab that spot. And then you're going to make some good friends, because that's some good times there for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting.
Pete, and it's sponsored by Gamakatsu, and it's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. It's the finest split and solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu. If you're looking for quality swivels, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hook, Gamakatsu has you covered there, too, with a wide assortment of sizes and types. And now Gamakatsu has those awesome fillet knives and everyday carry knives, too. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com, and we've got the man from the Bass Capital of the West, Mr. Brian Woolley at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, what's up, guys? Man, exciting stuff, and happy Father's Day to everybody out there today.
Yeah, happy Dad's Day to you too, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So, our deal up here, you know, we had water temperatures all over the place this week. You know, at the beginning of the week, we had like 65-degree water. Yesterday, we left the harbor in 60-degree water. just one of those deals, mixed up conditions, some downhill current. You know, the sun came out a little bit yesterday, which means the clouds were gone, the wind picked up, just that cycle, you know, it's kind of, it is what it is. So with that, that bass fishing was as good as you'd expect it. With that cooler water, you know, we had to have the small bait and the light line to get the bites, you know, finesse fishing for sure. The guys on the bottom with the dropper loops had some sheephead, a handful of halibut for some of the half-day guys this week too. Just, you know, had to work with the conditions that we were, you know, with this week. Three-quarter day, we had boats out and about, you know, spent some time in the lower bass zone there off Camp Pendleton with those same tricky conditions. Days earlier in the week, we had some anchovy again, so that helped generate the action on those days. And then other days, we fished deep on that 14-mile bank and had excellent fishing out there. So our days out there might be numbered as our passenger loads are starting to increase here now that school's out and we're busy. So that rockfish along the coast is still good. But again, man, that current out there made it difficult with the full boat. So kind of going to build our game plan based around what our passenger loads are still. So we had boats out of Catalina this week. The Dana Pride was out there. He found a few halibut in the shallows and some good bass action. Again, with that anchovy and had a quick shot at the yellowtails. Ended up with, you know, only one fish, but still kind of early. And, you know, not bad for a first trip out there for those guys. And then the Clemente, over at Clemente, just classic fishing for the Fury with that mix of bass, bonito, sheephead, and a few yellowtail. And then, you know, even some bluefin in the mix for our four-pack guy, Christian, there on the Lexi. You know, he tapped into that bluefin with a handful of fish on the flyer this week before that closer zone got covered up by boats and whatnot. So, you know, it was a good week of mixed stuff. Still, we need some improvements in a few areas, but we're busy and we're getting the boats off the dock and we're out all week. So if you guys want to hop on a trip from a half day to a twilight to an overnight, give our landing a call here. Our number 949-496-5794. Want to make a reservation? As, you know, I just said, things are getting busy. So make that reservation and we'll get you out there with us this week.
And, hey, Brian, how's your big bass contest thing going, too?
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for asking. You know, we're catching some fish. You know, we haven't had, like, a super big standout, you know, fish yet on that.
Yeah.
I think 2 or 3 pounds might be the top of the board. But it's cool. We're generating, you know, that revenue to, you know, give the CCA. So that's, you know, more or less what the whole thing was all about was to, you know, gather that money and get it. So, but we'll see it. You know, when we get the sunshine and we get some good conditions, we'll see some 5 or 6 pounders in there for sure.
It's so close. I mean, it's like literally, I mean, the water temp drops a degree. It just needs to come up two more, right? And that would be like good times. And it could be tomorrow.
Yep. It can happen fast. You know, just as fast as it can change, it can jump back around and get going the right direction too. So, you know, we have some sunshine in the forecast this week. Let's hope that, you know, things kind of, you know, come together and we'll figure it out from there.
Like your style, Brian. Yeah, thanks a lot, Brian. If somebody wants to go to Dana Ware Sport Fishing, how do we do it?
Cool. Again, you can easy. You can hit us right there on the Let's Talk Hookup page. Link is there. You can go to danawarf.com and book online right there. Super simple.
Yeah, good stuff sure, Brian. Appreciate everything and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Cool. Thanks, guys. We'll see you later.
Thanks, Brian. While we're waiting for Gun Day, I want to remind you that CCA and Bill Varney are teaming up for an on-the-sand surf fishing clinic at Bolsa Chica State Beach. Learn right on the sand how to rig, bait, fish, find fish on the beach. The event is Saturday, July 15th, but you must register in advance. Again, you must register in advance. How do you register? It's easy. You just go to surffishtackle.com and click on seminars, and the event's going to sell out guaranteed. So go to surffishtackle.com and register for that July 15th event at Bolsa Chica.
He does so many cool things.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
it's pretty neat.
For sure.
Hey, let's jump back on the phones.
Let's do it. How about John? John Cohn from Huntington Beach. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Good morning, John.
You guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, good Hello? Morning. Happy Dad's Day
yeah.
to you.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. And my question is for the guys going down to Cedros. I went down last year, and the fishing was amazing. My buddy from Florida said it was the best fishing trip he's ever been on his whole life, which was really something. And we had a great time. I'm curious, though, when the boats head out and they head out to the windward side of the island, the west side of the island, we never went beyond maybe about 5 or 6 miles up the island. Is there much, what's the fishing like beyond that? up the west, the northwest side of the island.
Probably talking like north of St. Augustine area. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's good. I'd be lying to you if I said it wasn't. But a lot of the times we don't run boats up there because of the safety factor. If one boat breaks down, you can only go up there if you have at least two boats go. And then if one guy breaks down, the other, it screws up the fishing for everybody because you're towing the other guy back. And so that's a lot of times what will stop them from fishing the outside of the island. And the weather, of course. It's just safety. We've had people that got mad at us because we wouldn't go up, but it's not because we don't want to catch fish. It's because it's safety. It's safety. If something happens, you're on your, you know, but in Mexico, when I used to take off to go fishing, the guys at the airport always used to tell me, you're on your own. Well, that's Adrian and his crew really have safety first for their people. Yeah.
And admittedly, that section of the island, there is nowhere to beach. If you end up with an issue, you're on the rocks,
yeah,
with a 500-foot cliff.
Yeah.
And there's no need to go that direction.
No.
There's so
exactly.
many yellowtail at that island.
Yeah.
That there's no different yellowtail in that section that there aren't in San Augustine, the south end, or at the
yeah.
north end.
And it's a good, like Adrian just yeah. said, it's the weather's
always windy.
It's always windy on the outside.
Yeah.
Not always, but 95% of the time, especially in the afternoons, you're going to get blown out.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I've done trips with Sagehill Sport Fishing. I've been up in those zones. And basically, you're wasting a lot of fishing time traveling by going to those zones. So you don't need to go that far because the better
right.
fishing is on that end that you fish. Will they go there once in a while if the conditions are right and you get a couple of boats? Sure, you'll go there, right?
Sure.
If you need to, but
yeah.
if most of the
agrees.
Time you don't need
yeah.
to, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And
if you have a group of guys that want to go and pay extra for fuel, go to Chester's, or if the weather's
no,
like
when if you want to go to Benito Island,
Benito's, yeah.
Benito's,
yeah.
yeah.
If the weather's right,
but the
yes.
weather has to be there's that
yeah.
that one day out of 10 where it just sets up right.
Yeah.
If you're lucky,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
So can you go that far? Yeah, absolutely, you'll go, uh-huh. but. Most times you don't need to.
You know, another thing that I really love about the way Adrian and Patrick are kind of running things, they're always looking for new places to go, not just on Cedrus, but they've got their eyes open for other places.
Yeah, I've been talking to
yeah, and
Patrick
it
about
sounds,
that stuff.
We were talking yesterday afternoon about it, and it's really exciting
yeah.
stuff.
Oh,
so
for
they,
sure.
they're always thinking.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's continue our catch report. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
How's it going, gents?
Doing great. How's the surf fishing?
Pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. It's kind of a curious, you know, kind of a curious thing we have here. We're in June, but yet the water temps are just lagging a little bit. But I tell you what, though, the fish are acting like it's June, and that's what we're interested in. Another solid week of fishing. You know, strong new moon tide this week. I think the new moon was a couple days ago. We got more grunion runs. And then the water's warming. You know, we're up to 60 up there, Santa Barbara, Ventura. And then we were all the way up to 64, 65 off San Diego. But then we had a little cool water come in this week. So a little hiccup, but we'll get right back to it. Like I said, the fishing's pretty good considering the water temps. Fisher, let's see here. Hook, line, sinker reported good action in the surf. The big catch this week, and this is something to keep your eyes out for, is white sea bass. We're seeing a lot of juvenile fish, but then some nice legals. This was a 40-inch fish taken, they call it the steps, and it's right there near the Goleta Pier, and it was taken on a cherry berry flash minnow. But that's quality fish. They sell a lot of shorter models, and seeing some corbin up there, too. Seven legal halibut were reported from the Goleta Pier to Campus Point was good. 18 to 34-inch fishes taking drop shot flukes and flash minnows. The perch have spawned out, but there's still some nice fish out west there. El Capitan, Refugio, 12-inch models. Big Fish in Long Beach reported more good action along Shoreline Drive, Cherry Beach. Top fish went 33 inches there. Lots of 25 to 30-inch fish. White swim baits have been hot. And several striped bass catches reported in and around L.A. Harbor. 72nd Plate Jetty kicked out a 14-pounder there. So that's another fish to keep your eyes out for. Pacific Coast reported the best fishing in the lagoons and bays with a little bit of cooler water on the beaches. Good halibut fishing for 18 to 25-inch fish. We're talking Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, the lagoons, Oceanside Harbor. Excellent bay bass fishing. And a bonus 10-pound striped bass taken in the Del Mar Lagoon. Lots of sand crabs showing. And like I said, that little hiccup in the cooler water. But other than that, we're headed in the right direction, Pete. And we're seeing a lot of other players entering the field right now, like stripers and 40-inch sea bass.
Sounds good delicious stuff, to me. Gundy Gunderson. Appreciate that report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Have a good week, gentlemen. Good show.
Always my favorite reports of the week, Gundy. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. More with Cedros Sport Fishing when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano's Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location, near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury Service Center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Baitech, both sails and expert installation, as well as Tackicat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard sails and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check hhmarinesd.com.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Costa is introducing its new Pro Series. This high-performance sunglass series includes Costa's legacy frame styles for a finely tuned fit with minimal light intrusion. Each Pro Series frame is designed with vented, adjustable nose pads, sweat channels, and side shields for improved comfort while on the water. Combined with Costa's 580 polarized lens technology, the new Pro Series allows captains, guides, and anglers to see what's out there. Visit your local Costa dealer or visit us online at CostaSunglasses.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.